And welcome everyone to another
Thunderstruck edition of the Hour Bomb.
Thunderstruck edition of the Hour Bomb.
I think it's kind of storming outside, you know, why not go with it?
All right, I can't argue with it a whole lot here.
Hey, yeah.
So anyway, welcome to another Thunderstruck edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halpert. I can't hear anything on my headphones, can you?
I'm hearing fine.
I'm hearing pretty good.
All right, bear with me. There we go. Hey. Aha, I can hear now.
Okay, good job.
Anyway, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halpert. Joined, as always,
by... audio expert.
Thank you. And studio crowd here, it's kind of excited. We had to pull out all the stops for this week with the news being the way it was. So.
Right.
Joined, as always, by my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
The Big A Adrian Masters here. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Please.
All right. Come on, knock it off, people. Thank you. No, stop. And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Suck it.
You're an embarrassment to humanity.
You almost are, just so you know. Yeah, I'm not going to stop them. Freedom of speech. Isn't that right, Adrian?
Isn't the crowd from Raw turning on Heath?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think they turned on Heath worse than they turned on Rey Mysterio when they died. Anyway, so how the hell you guys been?
You know, I'm doing all right. I can't complain too much. You know, pretty average week.
I gotcha. My week's been hell. I don't know about you guys. My week has been absolutely just fucking terrible. But that's neither here nor there.
Really. My week's been all right.
Did you have a lot of floors you had to mop over there?
No.
I guess if my job was to be a jizz mopper and I didn't have to mop a lot of jizz, I'd be happy too. But
yeah, probably so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, it's a little stormy here. So
yes.
We don't know exactly what the radar is looking like right now, but last I looked...
Can we go to the R-Bomb Doppler Storm Team?
If I had a good weather sound effect or new sound effect...
That was me doing it right there. Oh.
All right, let's go to the R-Bomb Weather Center. Or Storm Team. All right, hold on.
And what does the Weather Center say? Let's take a look here.
We've got rain.
Let's see. Yeah.
We got a rain event.
Thunderstorms beginning Sunday at 11:15 p.m.
Oh, great.
Central time.
That's just fucking peachy.
Yeah. And it feels like 63 degrees outside, and it's cloudy.
It looks like the line of like severe storms I was worried about has broken down, so I'm not worried now.
Yay.
At least for now.
If it rains hard enough, we're going to flood down here in the studio. So.
All right.
I wore the high waters.
An underwater edition of the Hour Bomb.
It's a good thing we don't wear pants anyway. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, all right, Richard, we will sell you tickets at $30 a pop for a rain event. There you go. Okay. Well, I guess people didn't get the memo that we were doing a show tonight, so it's just us.
Well, I think our show last week was so fantastic, like there's no way we could top it. So
So
they're still in recovery. That's what it is.
All right, so
I figure people will be rolling in anyway. We got a couple people that'll straggle one in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So Heath, we got Richard in the chat room.
Hey, bulk up.
There you go.
And me.
Bulk up.
No, I got thanks. George Carlton.
Anybody that is not in the chat room that we can recognize?
Hey, do me a favor. Go to Facebook. Not you, Adrian. Just those of us listening, at home.
Okay.
Go to Facebook. Type in the search bar. Type in JB Illustration.
Okay.
I think that's what it's called now.
Yes.
Yeah. Go to that. Buy some shit. It's a good friend of ours, Jake Burns. And... I think you have to do a J period, B period, I L. He misspelled it, I know that.
Oh, there it is.
No, that's not him.
Are you sure that's not him?
I don't think it's him. Click on it.
Let's take a look
here.
That
doesn't look like him. No.
No, I have no idea.
No. So anyway, go to Facebook, possibly. Yeah, just type in Jake's name. There you go. All right. Anyway, it's somewhere on here.
Yep.
Or so I've been told.
Anyway.
Go in there. Buy some shit. Really good artist. You know, he's got a few things he's working on himself. So, we'll see.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Who else can we shout? Give a shout out to? Eh, that's good enough. If you're not,
I'm giving no one shout outs.
If you're not on, if you, yeah, screw you.
It's ever one man. One man deserves above all others.
Who?
The Rodfather.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, fuck him.
Boo.
And his partner in crime.
The full-blooded Italian.
The full-blooded Italian. Yeah, like
Greg
those guys.
Greg Papalakis.
Yes. Fuck up to him.
There you go. All right. Anyway, so if you are a first-time listener, hey, thanks for. He lived in Hell, Michigan, huh? Thanks for.
I think that's the same way that I live in Noblick.
Oh, okay, good. If this is your first time listening, I apologize already, and you know, thanks for stopping by. If you're a returning listener, hey, welcome back. Glad you're still here with us.
Lives in Noblick, Missouri. I'm from Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
You know, you still haven't changed your work history on Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, good. I wouldn't change it either. Fuck that place. Well, the place you're at now. Not the place you were at.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's right. Plausible deniability. Okay. Anyway, so here's how the show works. I have 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home to make it through a whole list of shit.
Yes.
Probably not going to happen. We've got one hell of a week to talk about, and there's no... A snowball's chance in hell I'm going to make this list.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I mean, we took stuff off the list and you're still not going to make it.
I doubt it, man. Dude, we could almost sit here and talk nothing but Raw.
For a full hour. And
for a full hour, yeah.
And that's not including us drafting our rosters for this next bet thing.
Which we still don't have a fucking what we're betting on.
All right.
That can always come later.
How about
within the next show or two?
Huh?
Yeah, sexual favors.
No.
The loser has to get blown by Richard.
Hey, you know what? It's summer. Summertime's getting ready to come up. I got an idea.
Okay. Yeah, Richard apparently does not like my plan.
Great. The no chant has started.
The winner gets his car washed by the losers. And the losers have to wear wife beaters while doing it.
Oh, and shorty shorts.
I don't own a pair of shorty shorts.
Shorty shorts.
Dude, I don't even own a pair of shorty shorts.
All we
got
to do, dude, we can go to Dollar General or some shit and pick up the cheapest fucking pair we can find.
Oh, God.
No.
Maybe.
Hold on. We will accept cut-off jean shorts.
Oh, we're getting better.
Now, see, here's the problem, though.
You see, Richard has it. Wife beaters and Daisy Dukes.
See, you got to find a pair of shorts that'll actually fit me, because I am a big guy.
Do you have a pair of pants?
Do you have a pair of sweatpants?
I have a pair of sweatpants.
We can cut the legs.
Do you know how much that shit costs me sometimes?
Go to Walmart,
well, get
man.
A cheap-ass pair of sweatpants, man. I ain't telling you to spend a lot of money on this.
Anyway, so, probably not going to make it through said list. So,
anyway.
We're not even making it to the show.
No. No. This is not even a good sign for the night. We're still working out the terms of the bet, and we've hit the air. I totally forgot to work out the term, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
So I'm good with it. We'll go with it.
Hey, here's a thought.
Yes.
Do we want to draft NXT people?
Are we going to include NXT as a show?
If we draft exclusively exclusive NXT people, I would assume so.
Then yes.
Ugh.
Do we want to add an extra spot on the roster then to six people?
And one of your six people have to be an exclusive NXT guy.
I'm okay with
that. I mean, not like Cesaro who bounces back and forth. That can't be your sixth guy. But it would have to be someone like Adrian Neville or Charlotte Flair or something like that.
Does not include Paige. Paige is the women's champion in both of them right now, and that's how do we determine
cannot include
Paige
Emma.
Is on the main roster.
Okay, is Bo Dallas, because he's not debuted on the main roster yet.
He is still exclusive NXT guy.
So, and this is the only detail I want to ask about then. If you draft a guy that's currently an exclusive NXT guy, and he goes to the main roster, do you still get credit for him for points he earns on the main roster?
No. You would then have to promote him to your main roster and drop someone and then pick up another exclusive NXT guy.
Okay.
So, there you go. There. We got that figured out.
Okay.
And we're going to score.
Are we going to count main event now, too?
Yes, I'm going to start counting main event.
Dude, I got to say, I watched main event from last week. Shield versus Wyatt was still awesome. Okay.
Well, I guess.
But we'll try to start telling on actual, you know.
Well, hold on. How do I... Hey, there's Montana Man. Hey, we got two other people in the chat. Hold on. No, we didn't start early. It just started on time, Montana Man. Oh, we got one anonymous user.
Yes.
Fuck the anonymous user.
And Montana Man.
Bulk up to you.
There you go. No, we didn't start early. We just started on time, which is what we don't normally do. So, anyway, where was I? Okay, hold on. Here we go. How do I... We have some sad news to report.
Yes.
And it's not the...
Has to do with the Ultimate Warrior.
It has nothing to do with the Ultimate Warrior.
It's sadder than that.
We here at the TWR Network are sad to report that the WWE has come to terms on the release of Ezekiel Jackson's.
No! Why?
Ow!
Ow!
Not Big Zeke! Not Big Zeke!
Can you not do that?
No, I'm done. Okay.
That is really loud. So yes, Ezekiel Jackson. We wish him the best in his future endeavors.
Yes.
We do. I'm going to miss him. Maybe him and Brian Kendrick can reunite in the big...
Independent circle?
Sure.
Okay. Anyway.
He can reunite with Brian Kendrick.
Oh, God. Do we want to talk about the big white elephant now, or do we want to hold off a little bit on that?
Do we want to start the show, and then we'll do it? Or are we not even going to bother with a timer, and we're just going to go...
I don't probably not. Don't even bother with the goddamn timer.
All right, so
by
default, hey, here's, this week, hey. We had Raw.
Here's where
I'm going. You got to explain how the show works.
No, I've already done that. Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I sure don't.
I don't have anything else. Adrian, you got anything else?
The growth I had is missing.
Oh, God, shut up.
What is missing? I don't know what happened to it.
All right. I am ungodly thirsty tonight.
Apparently you are.
Yeah.
I'm a little thirsty too. But
why don't you go get a drink?
Because we started the show.
We were down here for like 45 minutes before we started the show.
I had things to do.
You were playing on fucking not work-proof websites.
Well, when I'm starting to get paid, I'll start worried about what's work-approved and what's not.
You ate dinner tonight, didn't you?
No.
You lying sack of shit. Anyway.
That was payment for borrowing my car.
Oh, whatever. All right, Monday Night Raw for April.
That was 7th, that's right. It's April 7th.
April 7th, 2014. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So, I am not, even though we're not really worrying about the time limit tonight, we're not covering everything on Raw.
What? Fuck, man. It was the best episode of Raw I've seen, and I can't remember the last episode I saw that was this good.
Yeah.
Well, you're right there. But I don't want to cover... I don't want to spend like 4 hours covering Monday Night Raw.
I'm not going to 4 hours
on a 3-hour show. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
So Raw kicks off how you would expect, though. The new WWE World Heavyweight Champion Daniel Bryan comes to the ring.
Yay!
Yes. And he gets the one of my favorite chant, I think, from the entire show was whenever the entire crowd just started stop to chant, "You deserve this."
Yeah,
it was an amazing moment.
It was. And,
you know what? I slept better than I had in a month after WrestleMania 30.
Well, that's because we were so goddamn tired. We were on the air for a good chunk of the day.
The Daniel Bryan weight has been lifted off of my shoulders. They finally gave him his due.
You were so full of shit. Dude, we were fucking on the air for a good chunk of that day.
Well, yeah, but I still would have been able to sleep as good if Daniel Bryan hadn't walked out of WrestleMania as a champion.
Why do you have such a vested interest in this?
Because he's the common man. He represents us, the people.
Anyway, so Daniel Bryan comes out, and we take a look at his journey from his rookie on NXT as The Miz, as his pro. and becoming the world heavyweight champion. You know, I'm going to go off the road here. If you guys, if anyone gets a chance to watch the Daniel Bryan story thing on the Road to WrestleMania on the WWE Network,
if you have the WWE Network,
if you don't, I'm trying to figure out why you the, don't.
Well, if they could live in Canada and be unfortunate, and
or they just make up an address in the United States. It doesn't go by where you're at; it goes by your billing address. So
but
if you're
have to, but you'd have to have a billing address in the United States.
Well, yeah. So if you're
so just get a PO box.
If yeah, well, you don't even have to do that. You could rent my address for your billing address. If you need an address to rent, pay me $5 and I'll give you my address. There you go.
Okay, wow. I mean, there we are. We're illegally... I don't know what the fuck we're doing. This doesn't even sound...
I don't know. Anyway, if you haven't gotten a chance to watch it, you need to watch it, because it is spectacular is what it is.
All right.
So, anyway. We see that journey, and then... here it comes. He's wearing the world heavyweight title around his belt, and he's holding up the WWE title. When are they going to get rid of both titles? That's what I want to know. Just get rid of them both now.
I don't know. That's a good question. I gotta think that it would be happening sometime in the near future, but I don't know.
I don't know either. So anyway,
I'm beginning to think they might separate them at some point again, and that's why
it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense to separate them. You're right. But it doesn't make sense for there to be two different titles now either.
Exactly.
I don't know. Anyway, so he just kind of stops there, stops, and he's just kind of soaking it all up, which, yeah, I would be too. And
then out comes that dastardly Triple H.
Yeah?
I'm going to attend your reign as champion tonight.
Yep.
I'm challenging you for the title.
Ah, hates that Daniel Bryan.
He does.
Anyway, and it was hilarious because the fans were doing the good old-fashioned asshole chant.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it. And so, yeah, that's later tonight.
I'm sure we'll get back to that eventually.
I'm sure we will.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And then Batista is backstage bitching. Randy Orton walks in back bitching. Batista's like, hey, I didn't come in for this Triple Threat match. I came in for a match at WrestleMania and blah, 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 blah. Oh, hey, you know what, guys? We'll give you a shot at the tag team titles.
Yeah, they...
good job.
They really reveled in that one.
They did.
We can take a moment to cover that. It basically resulted in them getting pissed off and beating down the Usos for the most part.
Yeah.
Now
we go into our opening match. John Cena and Sheamus and Big E against the Wyatt family.
Wow.
You know, here's how Raw started off. Listen very carefully to it. So
John Cena,
that's like
sucks.
A minute and a half of the crowd.
If you can't actually hear
singing
what's
along to John Cena's music, going
John Cena sucks.
John Cena sucks. It was
yes.
Great, fantastic.
And even partway through the match, they're still doing that.
Oh yeah,
great, loved it. Hey, B-Max is in the chat room.
Hey, welcome up to B-Max.
There you go. Cubs still suck, by the way.
Didn't, yes, they do.
Hey, you know the Cardinals took 2 out of 3 this weekend
they
against
did.
The Cubs.
I wish they'd been a sweep though.
I do too. We have plenty of chances to sweep them. Left
it was
in the
a sympathy game.
It was. So
anyway,
Jesus Christ, that match was insane.
You know, let's go ahead and just say this out here: the Cubs are the TNA to the Cardinals WWE.
I'll take that.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes,
you were hoping to bring the. They haven't had a broom anywhere in the last 108 years or something like that. It's okay, B-Max. It's okay, buddy. Anyway, I'm just saying this crowd was. Super into the Wyatt family and could give two shits less about Cena.
Well, if you think about the area that they're in, though, and just the way that crowd typically is post-WrestleMania, Louisiana's the Bayou territory, man. That's like Wyatt territory, man.
Well, yeah.
B, the typical Raw post-WrestleMania is always just anti-Cena to the balls.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I guess you're right there.
I mean, I feel sorry for Sheamus and Big E because, I mean, both of them, good wrestlers.
We'll see if it continues to be this way going forward.
It could be.
But I don't think it's going to be.
You know, almost at this point, you could throw Cena against anyone, and I'm pretty certain the crowd's going to turn on Cena no matter who. I'm almost willing to bet that you could put Cena against Ryback, and the crowd would be more into Ryback.
I don't think so. We saw how well that worked last year, and it didn't.
Yeah.
The crowd wasn't into Ryback.
Okay, almost anyone. Curtis Axel we can take out of that equation, too. You could always put him against the three-man band, and they would be into the 3MB.
Yeah, maybe.
The 3MB, are they're entertaining. But
let's go Slater.
Anyway, so
I just can't see Jinder Mahal getting cheered, though.
Details. So anyway, Wyatt Family wins. Really good match, and I'm kind of... They weren't really ripping on Big E or Sheamus.
No.
They were just...
That's why I felt kind of...
Shitting on John Cena.
For the most part, yeah. The best part about this match, and this is one thing I want to talk about real quick, whenever Wyatt does the like creepy crawl thing that he does, and the crowd starts chanting, Wyatt's going to kill you at Big E.
Oh my god, that was nuts.
But... I mean, after they won the match, I mean, just the look of just like shock on Cena's face after they lost, he's like, "What?"
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you expect when the crowd is actually seeing he's got the whole world in his hands? Yeah, I mean, Wyatt was just eating that up during the match.
They were doing one of those big time at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, that was going. That started at WrestleMania. That did.
Let's see. Fandango and Summer Rae lost to Emma and Santino.
And they split.
Yes, they did.
Fandango, new manager. We can talk about that for a second?
Sure, why not?
Fandango, now on SmackDown, came out with his new escort, Layla.
Does she dance?
She did.
Really?
Yeah, she's not bad looking either, man.
Well, when she was like frizzy hair first came in from their Diva search, she was kind of nasty. But
why don't she just had her hair straightened? Damn.
Yeah, I'd do her.
I kind of agree with Montana Man. Cena. What? They're not putting me over?
You know, and that Cena's not like that. I'm sorry. I'm going to defend Cena for a minute. Cena doesn't actively try to, like... I don't feel like he actively tries to keep people down. I mean, Jason, do you really feel that that's what he does?
It pains me to say this, but I'm going to say no.
But the thing with Cena is he has so much going for him with the stuff he does outside the ring that they have to keep him a main focus because it appeases so many other things they're trying to do. We as adult male fans may not care for it, but it's what they have to do. Right. I'm glad that they found a way to kind of do it without putting the title on them. Right. I'm glad that they're finding a way to do it without doing that. I respect the hell out of the guy, though.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I hate the character. I've said this anytime it gets brought up on the show. I hate the John Cena character. John Cena, the guy? Hey, kudos to you, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, move on.
All right. So then we've got, Jesus Christ, the Brock Lesnar-Paul Heyman.
You know, I don't really have a lot to say about this other than it was basically like Paul Heyman going, ha-ha, told you so, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, but, you know.
The crowd, you can tell they're not still really into Lesnar.
No, but it was a good promo.
It was. Heyman nailed it, and... got booed out. Got booed serious, pretty hard during this.
Yeah, he did.
Which made me be more surprised when he got cheered as much as he did later on. But we'll get to that in a minute.
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. What do we got here? The match, the tag team title match, which we don't care. Oh shit! I forgot about this. Hold on.
Tag team title match. The Usos got beat down in a disqualification victory over the
Randy Orton and
Batista.
Boo-tista.
Or hey, maybe him and Bo Dallas can team up and get Bo-tista.
Oh god, no.
Alright, hold on. Here we go.
What?
Hold on. I don't want this. Alright, we're going to have to deal with this. Hold on here.
Apparently Richard doesn't like that idea.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I forgot we got something else to talk about too.
What's that?
Okay.
Alright, hold on. Just I need 5 more seconds before I
go.
All right,
hold on.
Be patient, folks.
So what?
Patience is a virtue.
The next best thing. Yeah. I'm that guy.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, I love this guy.
I do too.
I really hope that he's interested in the next WWE 2K game because I'm so fucking using it.
Oh my god. We got a pro offer.
Have you seen his entrance from NXT?
Yeah. I love Adam Rose, man.
Okay.
Adam Rose is great, let me tell you.
Adam Rose is awesome. I love this.
Yes, Richard, this. Here we go.
Richard apparently does not like Adam Rose.
I don't know how you cannot like Adam Rose. He's awesome.
He's more of a Bo Dallas guy.
Oh, that's your problem right there. Oh, yeah, we got a promo for Bo Dallas earlier in the night. Who cares? I don't care. Squash, hopefully. Anyway, so Adam Rose is going to be coming to Monday Night Raw. Thank God, called up to the main roster. I'll take it.
You know,
what?
I love
how, like, he took us on his bus, too, throughout the night.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. What?
A second, I want to talk about this. Sorry. I didn't realize this until the other day, but there is now a second major talent that has come out of the Shawn Michaels Wrestling Academy.
Daniel Bryan. Who's the other one?
Bray Wyatt.
He trained under Shawn Michaels?
Yes, he did.
I did not know that.
If you look at the picture, I'll pull it up here in just a second for you.
Okay.
Go ahead and you guys keep talking.
Okay.
I'll just play some more Adam Rose.
Fair enough.
You know, I don't know. There's something about Adam Rose. I don't know. I like him. Really? I wouldn't normally like someone like that, but I do. And, hey, whatever. It's Adam Rose. And it pisses off Richard.
Yeah, anyway. Well, you're always looking to piss off Richard.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway. Rob Van Dam has returned to Monday Night Raw.
Yes, Mr. Monday Night.
He squashed Damian Sandow.
Yes.
Welcome back, Rob. Match of the night right here.
Okay.
We had... Where is it?
Come on.
Now, if you see Brian Daniel here.
We had the return of Bad News Barrett in the ring on Monday night.
Yes.
That's not him. Where? Mouse over it. That's not him.
It's him, dude.
That is not Bray Wyatt.
It is Bray Wyatt.
No, it's not. I don't believe you. Anyway, Bad News Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
Against Rey Mysterio.
I don't have a photo that's going to list the names on it, but, I mean, I'll show you the Wikipedia page. He's listed as a student.
All right. Anyway, Bad News Barrett makes his in-ring return. And,
sweet.
Lance Caden was in there, too?
Yes, he was. And Brian Kendrick.
And Paul London. Huh. Anyway. God damn you guys. You don't have to get me off track this week because there's no time.
I know.
Anyway, Bad News Barrett. I mean, tell me, was he not just stupid over Monday night?
Oh, God, he was. But a large part of that is how many British people come in for WrestleMania.
No. That has absolutely nothing to do with it.
It has a little bit to do with
no,
it.
No, I guarantee you tomorrow night on Raw, if Bad News Barrett comes out, places can go nuts. He was super over at the Hall of Fame.
Oh, but again, the British, like...
No, whatever. Tomorrow night, he comes out on Raw, super over. I haven't heard Rey Mysterio booed like that. I think he was booed more Monday night than he was at the Rumble. Maybe not.
No, he was definitely booed way more at the Rumble.
But, man, they were super over. I still can't believe Rey Mysterio.
Here, look at this picture of him from NXT. Hang on, right there.
We're doing a show.
Hang on, and then compare it to this here. It's the same kid.
That is not the same kid.
He is the same kid.
That is not the same kid.
Same kid.
No. Absolutely
I not. Can't see the picture that well.
All
right. He's trying to say this guy right here next to Daniel
Bryan. Yeah, I know.
Is Bray Wyatt. That is not Bray Wyatt. Right,
remember, this is from 1999 here.
Okay. Post that. Did you post that in the chat room?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And look at this younger picture of Bray Wyatt from 2010.
That is not Bray Wyatt.
Okay, go back to the original one more time.
That is not Bray Wyatt.
It looks very similar.
That is not Bray Wyatt. Is that Heath Slater in the corner?
No.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
That over there, that's Paul London.
All the way over next to the guy you claim was Bray Wyatt? Yeah, that guy?
Poland in there.
Oh, okay.
That's Poland.
Oh, look like Heath Slater.
Anyway.
Looks more like Heath Slater than that looks like Bray Wyatt.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway. Richard wants us to get to the best moment of the night.
I think he's talking about, you know, the women's title. But I.
Okay, anyway. Let's see. Rusev made his debut. Don't really care. Another new guy. Let's count this up here.
Yeah, lots of new people.
Let's count young talent tonight, shall we? Young talent.
Okay. Yes.
Adrian, keep track. Wyatt family.
Okay.
Emma.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a wash, really.
I like Emma.
Emma and Santino against Fandango and Summer Rae. They're, with the exception of Santino, I mean, they're all kind of young. So
yeah,
that one's kind of a wash, but still, young person. Double count out there. Rob Van Dam. Okay, he beat a young person there.
No, he...
Huh?
Rob Van Dam's not young.
No, that's what I said. He beat a young person. Bad News Barrett. Another young person. Rusev beat Ryder. Not the Ryder's
old, Barrett's more repackaged than young, though. I mean, let's... You know, he's been there for 4 years.
So, he's still not... Rey Mysterio old.
Well, no, but...
Okay, so he's younger talent. Rusev beat Ryder. Both young, still. Let's see here. Okay, and man, after that match, commercial, and then they we had the Warrior thing.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that again in a minute.
Yeah,
now, so
we're Ultimate Warrior made his return to Monday Night Raw. So anyway,
and his final appearance.
Yeah. Anyway, and then AJ Lee comes out with Tamina. And she brags about being champion for 295 days. AJ talks about turning the Divas Division a new one. And she's the savior of the Divas Division and blah, blah, blah.
For the most part,
she's
all true.
The longest reigning Divas champion.
Yep, ever. And then
I guess this is wrong.
I assume this is her current music.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I know we re-watched that segment tonight, but I didn't pay any attention to it. And then out comes, to everyone's surprise...
Paige.
Wednesday Addams.
Yes.
Apparently Wednesday Addams wanted to
Paige,
be...
Paige, not the Diamond Dallas kind.
No, apparently Wednesday Addams wanted to be a pro wrestler when she
actually,
grew up.
I bet you she would be a Diamond Dallas Paige, if you know what I mean. Oh.
Anyway.
He Paige to give comes... her a little DDP.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Double penetration. Oh.
Good grief.
Think about it. He's got Jake the Snake with him now.
That's right. It is... Mm-hmm. It is hour bomb after hours.
I'm sorry, Jason. These are all true things.
Anyway.
We are rated R.
She comes out and she's
totally
like, oh, well, wait, huh?
I totally screwed you up on this.
Yeah, you did. She's like, I just want to congratulate you. And she's like, oh, I don't need your congratulations. And why don't you go run back to NXT? And then Paige is like, I just want to congratulate you. And then AJ mocks her, which at one point in time, AJ was kind of like Paige like that. If you think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then AJ asks if she could beat Paige. Paige says she's not ready. AJ slaps her to the mat and asks if she's ready now, since she's all dressed up and ready to wrestle.
Are you ready now?
And then, by the way, I'm putting my title on the line.
Because I'm that cocky.
Yeah. So, Adrian, who won this match?
Paige.
Yes. And I had a This Is Awesome chant going
on. Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah, right when she said, hey, I'm putting the title on the line.
This match.
That's when the chant started. It's like, oh, yeah, this is awesome.
This match was really sloppy, but, I mean,
Mark Jones!
Hey,
it was kind of a sloppy match, but at the same time, I really hope that we get to see better. And
I think
we will.
That sloppy.
Dude, that finish was weak.
Well, all right, you got to give
Paige... AJ didn't sell it right at all.
Well, you got to give Paige some slack.
She was really trying.
I mean, when you're going from, what is it, the Black Widow?
It's nice that we are joined by Oklahoma Jones in the chat.
It's the biggest match of her career, so of course she's going to be... And has she ever wrestled on the main roster? Negative.
No.
So I can give her some slack. Anyway, young person, one again.
Yep.
Not that AJ's old either.
Right.
But, you know. And then we go to
the Cesaro victory segment.
Yes,
which one of my favorite moments of the night?
You know, I just want to point out Heath actually pointed it out. Did anyone else see the Hulk Hogan cue card in the crowd?
I did like that. That was nice.
Yeah, with the hell? I don't even know what
it said. Hulk's cue card,
Smoothie King Center or some shit like that.
Smoothie King
yes.
Center.
Yes.
That's what it said.
God, I mean, no one. You know, just so you guys know, Kevin Steen was at CZ.
And package pile-drived the owner, DJ Hyde, who's he had KFAB beef with over the last couple months. Davey Richards went to CZW when he was leaving instead of ROH. I'm thinking Steen is on the road to WWE.
I think that'd be really cool if it's true, but we'll wait and see what happens with it. We're not going to report nothing until we know for sure. Because we got journalistic integrity. Who do we think we are? Nancy Grace here?
Oh, by the way, Adrian, you did not call the Battle Royal right.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, because there are 31 guys, so therefore Cesaro was thrown out.
Well, no.
Yes.
I said that I'm someone that wasn't announced to be in it.
Yeah, he put him over the over though. I'm still trying to figure out how why they put him in, took him out, and then put him back in, and then made 31 guys in the Royal Rumble.
I don't know who the 31st guy was.
I don't know, but they said when we were rewatching it, there were 31 guys.
I guess.
I mean, did Yoshitatsu decide, who watches, I'm going to sneak out there, and no one pays attention to me anyway?
I think that's how Zack Ryder got in.
Probably. Yeah. Anyway, so out come Hogan, you know, doing his normal, let me tell you something, brother, and, you know, rehash. And then they bring out
I don't have a problem with them using Hogan like this. This is the way you should be using your legends.
I don't want to see him in the ring. I think, okay, host WrestleMania. Bye-bye. See you later.
No.
Yes.
You've got to... He's there to just promote, and he was there... He wasn't taking the attention away from Cesaro. He was there to help put Cesaro over, and it worked.
Okay, bye-bye. See you later.
Yeah.
Which he did. I mean, he basically...
You know what? I want you to say the same thing about whenever next time Bret Hart's out there shilling some shit then, because he shouldn't be there.
Just Hogan does the same old shit.
So does Bret Hart.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No. He doesn't start out...
Blah, blah, blah. Best there is. Best there was. Best there will be. Blah, blah, blah.
No, not like that. And it doesn't start off everything. And he hasn't been asking the same goddamn question for the last 30 years.
Well, think of it this way. Yeah, Hogan didn't do much talking, actually, because all he did was pretty well much bring on the introduction to Cesaro. And then he did leave the ring.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, I don't know why you have a problem with this. Because you personally don't like Hogan, so you don't think you should
be there. He put the spotlight onto Cesaro.
That's what it sounds like. I never once said I didn't like Hogan. Just sometimes you need to put the dog out the pasture.
I agree, and Bret Hart is one of those dogs that needs to be put out the pasture.
Okay, then he's Bret Hart's right behind Ric Flair. Hulk Hogan,
Ric Flair should have been put out the pasture a long time ago.
Hacksaw, Hillbilly.
Ric Flair tried to find the pasture, was too drunk to find it, though.
Montana wanted to remind us of a sign. Titty Master Ambrose was...
Yes, made I did see that TV. Sign. That's right.
That's hilarious.
Good job, security. You know, that one of the last times we went to a live event. And we were sitting behind the pyro table.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then we saw one of the WWE production guys walking back with a sign, and we asked the guy if we could see what the sign said when they confiscated.
No.
Do you guys remember that? It was the one with the picture of some dude, like, duct taped a bra to a sign and said, Melina, you left this at my house.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
So they confiscated that one, but they missed the Dean Ambrose Titty Master sign.
That was nice. Hang on. There's a way that you can do that.
Oh, we totally have snuck signs in before. But
all you have to do is you don't finish the sign until you get in there, and then you finish the sign while you're sitting in the arena.
Didn't they search us for like magic markers and shit the last time we went?
They searched us, but they weren't looking for magic markers.
Oh, okay. I just thought I was paying $50 for someone to feel me up, but hey, whatever.
I like that.
I do too. Makes me want to go to concerts more at Riverport at the V-Dub.
Yeah.
Anyway, because I always find that, like, the decent-looking female chick, and I'm like, hey, I might have something in my crotch area. And every time they touch me, I'm like, woo! You know. Anyway. Zeb takes a mic from Cesaro. And, of course, people start booing. Cesaro's just kind of like, oh, my God, here it goes. And then Zoe talks about, hey, you know, about eight, 9 months ago, we brought you in the fold, made you a real American, even though you're not from here, and I make you a subculture guy. Click. Let's hit pause, shall we?
Yeah.
Who didn't see this one coming? Just saying.
I believe we touched on that a while back.
A subculture guy. There's no such thing as a subculture guy there, Zeb. And He's like, this is all it takes. He's like, look, I'm sorry. I'm not that guy.
I'm definitely not a Zeb Colbert.
I'm not as a. I'm a Paul Heyman, Heyman guy. That was, and then Paul Heyman comes out and he's like,
let me tell you something,
Grandpa.
Yeah.
And I am. Good Lord, man. We called that Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. After WrestleMania. We sure did.
Well, shoot. We called it even before that.
Actually, I think we did too.
Yeah.
And yes, Richard, we did call it on the post show. Go back and listen. We said it.
Yes.
We actually said it's probably going to happen.
I see Cesaro becoming a Paul Heyman guy in the very near future.
You know, I got to tell you, the way this Raw went, I really felt like WWE is actually listening to both us and Shooting from the Hip.
Yes.
Because you know what?
Kudos to them for getting mentioned on national TV,
right,
too.
Yeah, because
you know what? Whenever Paul Heyman was out talking about Brock, guess what? He even said, you know, I'm going to shoot from the hip here.
There you go.
It's just further proof they do listen to us. They need to give us credit.
Yes, if you don't mind, I'm going to go tell JBL and those other two clowns they call announcers over there how to talk about Cesaro's future.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. And then what happens?
Yeah, I know. They didn't use any music for him on SmackDown, but I like the song. Anyway, and then out comes Swagger, destroys the trophy, which I don't think that's a real trophy anyway.
Nope. Impromptu match.
I love impromptu match that Cesaro, of course, wins.
I think Swagger just got counted out because he ran away.
Yeah. The King of Swing, Cesaro.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, I just want to point out the whole time I thought it was great that the trophy gets broken, but Paul Heyman's holding the little Andre the Giant statue that mostly survived. That was great. Anyway. So apparently on SmackDown, they didn't use any music, which is kind of dumb. And then, oh, yeah, the crowd singing along to the Real American theme.
That was nice.
It was this year's version of Fandangoing. And then they were doing the little Cesaro fist thing, too.
Yes.
I'm going to skip ahead. I don't know if there's not a whole lot left for Raw, if I'm thinking at this point.
The backstage segment between Kane, Stephanie, and the Shield.
Okay. So, the Cliff Notes version of this. Kane spills the bean in front of the Shield and says that it was the authority that ordered them to order the attack on the Shield on SmackDown about a month ago whenever they got beat down by the 8 different teams.
Yep.
And Stephanie tried to shut him up quickly because Kane's just ranting. And
Kane, shut up.
And then the Shield is like, they're like, look, we need you on the same page. Are you on the same page? And they're like, oh yeah, crystal clear. We got this.
And then out comes, then we go to the match.
The match gets started, though.
Out comes Daniel Bryan.
And then he gets beat down by Orton and Batista.
Well, yeah, Orton and Batista come out, and then they beat him, yeah.
And then Kane's helping beat him down, so it's 3-on-1, and
there's a nice little bullshit chant. And then the referee, Triple H, is like, hey, call for the bell. And the referee's like, I can't do that, he's not up. Oh, hey, do you like working here? Well, yeah. Ring the damn bell.
Yeah.
And then
even Stephanie McMahon was saying, you know, ring the bell.
And then the bell rings, but however, we have, and I don't have it queued up, but
all of a sudden we hear, oh, let's see. How does it go against?
You can't spell the Shield.
Well, I just can't remember the
Sierra military. Hotel
Echo India
Lima Delta
Shield. Indio, we hear this.
Sierra Hotel India Echo Lima Delta Shield.
All right, thank you.
There you go.
Crowd pops.
You don't know the phonetic alphabet?
I'm sorry. Okay.
What a douche. Anyway, and then the crowd goes apeshit crazy, and Triple H gets in. Oh, God. I mean, the crowd was just all over this, and they were wanting to get into each other.
When Reigns speared Triple H, that was awesome.
Yes. Yeah. the Shield just started. They basically just start beating everyone down, and it's just a big melee. And we got to see. Who did he hit? He nailed the Superman punch on Kane.
Yes. Yeah, Kane did the like uppercut thing and knocked him into the ropes, and he came back off the ropes with a Superman punch on Kane.
Yep. And then
triple powerbomb. No, did he got Kane get the knee from Daniel Bryan?
No, Triple H did. Okay. Did he? Yeah, Triple H got the knee. I thought they were going to give Triple H the triple powerbomb.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he didn't. But anyway.
No, they left it to Daniel Bryan to do the knee.
Yeah. So that's how Raw goes off the air, by the Shield saving Daniel Bryan. And then I think that's going to set up the Evolution and Kane against Daniel Bryan and the Shield. for Extreme Rules.
I don't think it's going to be that, though. I think you're going to... I think Daniel Bryan's going to have to wrestle somebody else. But I think you're going to get... Well, we'll talk about that later.
So, that's your Monday... So, I know it probably didn't come over when we were talking about it, but one of the best Monday Night Raws I've seen in a long fucking
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Totally felt like a changing of the guard episode of Raw. I mean,
let's see. We had Paige debut on Monday Night Raw. We had Rusev debut on Monday Night Raw. We had Emma Gwynn.
We had promos from Bo Dallas and Adam Rose.
Adam Rose are both coming to Raw. And then we got the Daniel Bryan Yes movement still going on strong.
The Shield looking stronger than ever.
The Wyatt's looking stronger than ever.
I mean, overall, it's a fantastic time, and you're good to see the young talent finally coming up in the WWE.
Yeah. Thank God.
It needed it.
I think so. I think this is what we're going to hopefully be looking forward to every year, or every week now.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Sounds like shit. Some more rain.
Yeah, we're raining. Why don't you guys talk for a second while I check a few things.
Yeah. I mean, overall, this Raw, God. What would you give it as far as a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
10?
Yeah.
Yep.
It might be the best Raw I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Oh. So, I mean, I don't know how to really add on anything else to it. I almost can't come up with a what stinks for this week because that was how good Raw was.
Yeah. I know we're not to that segment yet, but yeah, I'm trying to think. It's like, okay, is there anything I can say what stinks to, you know?
I mean, scale of 1 to 10 we'll here. I guess we'll throw it out to the chat here. What do you guys think of Raw?
Yeah, let's see. I see Richard. Yeah, he's given it a 10 as well.
Yeah, good job, Richard. Actually knows something tonight.
There you go. anybody else? Let's see.
Montana Man gives a 9.
9, okay.
Mark Jones gives a 10.
10, okay.
I mean, the common sense consensus on this is Raw, I mean, this was what you really wanted to see for your post-WrestleMania because it set the mood of the company going forward from WrestleMania.
That is true.
And
it's definitely showing the new talent, or the younger talent.
It's a long road to Extreme Rules because I think there's something like 6 or 7 weeks between WrestleMania and Extreme Rules.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, when is the next one?
I want to say that it's like the weekend, like May 24th or 25th or something like that.
Good grief.
Let me get the calendar up here.
Yeah, because I know we're going to be having to do a draft sometime.
It'll be May 25th.
May 25th. Dang.
So, Jason, are you back with us here?
Possible.
All right, scale of 1 to 10, Monday Night Raw.
There's where I'm seeing it.
Oh, that's a new one. God damn it.
I'll give it a 9.
Okay.
Yeah, in case you're wondering, sometimes houses will develop new leaks, especially in thunderstorms or really heavy rains.
No, 1935.
Yeah.
It's a good year.
How is it a good year?
I had a good wine from 35. It's Sunday, May 4th. Let me take a look at that.
Wait a minute.
That sound right.
That's way too
early. I guess I was going to say that's
I'm going to WWE.com now.
Slightly less
here.
Than a month from WrestleMania. Usually they try to do that a little bit longer. Extreme Rules. Next pay-per-view.
But it is May 4th.
Oh, wow. Okay, so a little bit earlier than what they normally do. Gotcha.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't think it does. That's awesome. I'm glad we don't got to wait like 2 months for a pay-per-view this time. Do you remember how bad the time between WrestleMania and Extreme Rules was last year?
Nope.
It was pretty awful, dude.
So, wow. And it's going to be in New Jersey at the Izod Center East.
That's Mark Jones country.
Yep.
Mark Jones, are you going to be attending Extreme Rules?
Oh, hey, I see a Soul Patrol Brony in there. Welcome up to you, man.
Welcome to the chat.
Yeah. Ta-da. Yeah, in case you're wondering, we're kind of trying to kill a little bit of time here because our illustrious one is having to deal with a rain leak. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of, like we said, bad thing about weather and old houses.
Jason, do you want to just take a 5-minute intermission and we can come back to this? Do you want to just take a 5-minute intermission? We can come back to this.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys can handle this, even if I have to step away from
that. Okay.
I'm all back. Right.
Okay. Right.
For now.
So you want to kick us into the next segment then?
I don't know where we were going. Oh,
we
wait.
Finished Raw.
We finished Raw. Okay. Well, where do we want to go with this? There's so many ways we can go. I guess I'll go this one.
Oh, I thought we were going into our normal segment.
Oh, right? We can do that then. Hold on.
Aha. Uh-huh. Teaser for the folks.
It is.
That's what it is.
All right. Let's do everyone's favorite edition of What Stinks. So, here's mine.
So, you got one.
Okay.
I've got one.
Okay.
I was reading an article. There was some Make-A-Wish kid or something like that who showed up to WrestleMania,
okay,
wheelchair bound.
Okay.
He was given a camera and we got a bunch of pictures taken with the, you know, guys backstage and all that. Some asshole stole his camera.
Aww.
Off the back of his
what?
Wheelchair.
That's shitty.
That is.
Aww.
Thankfully, it got replaced. They never found the original. The original didn't show up, but they got him a new camera, and he got some of his pictures replaced.
Well, that's good.
So there you go.
Wow. All
right. Heath.
God, I don't know if I... I mean, don't zonk me on this one, but I mean, it's really hard to think of one. I mean, number one, WrestleMania was pretty good. And, you know, then we have this Raw, and it's like, good God, between 9 and a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. I don't know. I think the only thing I could really say that what stinks was just how Paige was really playing up the slap that she got from AJ. I mean, I'm sorry. A slap like that is not going to hurt that long and that bad.
Yeah. All right.
That'd be my closest thing to a what stinks.
Adrian.
I guess moving the Shield versus Wyatt Family match to fucking main event. I mean, there was nothing bad about Raw. I literally think I enjoyed every segment.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. Going to the chat.
I got another one. Bo Dallas coming to Monday Night Raw.
I feel like that thing. That's awesome.
I am not a fucking
believer.
I am not a fucking believer.
You would be.
Let's see. B-Megs, his what stinks. Kofi still hasn't got his title shot.
What title shot?
Oh, I know what he's talking about. Kofi Kingston won like some kind of a title shot like 2 years ago, and he just never got it.
No, I don't remember at all.
Let's see, Richard, his what stinks. The fans going on about Eric Young winning the TNA title and saying it was bullshit that he won it.
Well,
that
here's
deserve it.
Here's what I have to say for you caring about TNA.
Wow. That's a little harsh.
What stinks, TNA. There you go, moving on.
I'm not a big TNA fan, but I mean, really, I think people are being a little hard on from... I said hard on. But I think they're being too harsh on the situation. You know, kudos to them for giving it to him. He's been with the company for a while, so I'm glad that they gave him the title. I just don't care enough to really keep on talking about it.
Yeah, me too. Moving on.
what stinks? The Cubs.
Yeah, oh, there you go, right there.
Kudos.
All right. Yeah, yeah, we like you. There you go. All right, so we're going to move on. I don't see any others.
Besides the obvious, Montana Man has nothing. It stinks.
Okay, good, good. All right, so we're going to move on.
All right.
Can you dig it, sucker?
Let's go through these, shall we?
Okay.
Just because we got a lot more shit to cover still.
Yeah.
So, Adrian, go.
I'm typing. Go to Heath.
All right, Heath, go.
Let's see. Can you dig it? Can I think of one here? Oh, yeah. I am just going to be... I am going to have some... very terrible signs to have to hold up.
What are you talking about?
Whenever
when
we go
to
Ring
of Honor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can't argue with that. That's kind of a cop-out.
Can you
question.
Dig it? I'm going to have terrible signs to hold up.
Yeah, all right. Let's see. Richard, can you dig it? Daniel Bryan and Shield versus Authority at Payback.
No.
No. Let's see here. Montana Man, can you dig it? The front row, Sting Fan on Raw with Kirk Smell sometime this year.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
All right. Okay. Adrian, do you really have anything?
I do.
Okay, hurry up.
Can you dig it?
What?
Cesaro, Bryan, SummerSlam.
I'll dig that.
Yes.
That'd be awesome. With him being a Paul Heyman guy?
Yeah.
So, can you dig it? I'm totally being broken after consuming time. You know what? No, I can't really dig that. I had Taco Bell breakfast a couple weeks ago, and it didn't turn me up.
Really? Yeah, it didn't turn me up either.
I have yet to try it.
I had the. I highly recommend the steak, egg, and cheese Crunchwrap. Morning Crunchwrap.
Okay.
It's really good.
I recommend the waffle taco.
The waffle taco is good, too. I had the breakfast burrito, like half of a breakfast. Me and my wife split the waffle taco and the breakfast burrito, and we each got our own Crunchwrap, so.
Not bad.
It's good stuff. I guess I should come up with something. Wait, if fucking Extreme Rules is May 4th, when the fuck's the next one?
I don't know. I didn't look at that.
Ooh. I seen another one in the another thing in the chat room. Cesaro breaking the swing record on Swagger.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be nice.
Yes.
So, Mark Jones, I mean, what was it like meeting Triple H last year? And
yeah, I saw the video on that YouTube, man. Congrats on that.
Yeah. You're the most meme person ever, I think.
Yeah.
I'm
just fucking with you, dude. I'm fucking with you. I'm
I know
sorry.
It's not. I know it's really not him, but my God, he won't admit it, but it fucking does look like
it. Does look
it,
like
it
you,
is
man.
A very strong resemblance.
Yes.
Yes.
Bray Wyatt winning Money in the Bank. Can you dig it?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
No.
All right. All right, here's mine, just because I want to get this done. Can you dig it? We don't see The Undertaker again.
Well, obviously, I can't dig that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, right. I can't dig it either, because, I mean, after all, he is going to have to go into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
So well, we're not going to see him in a match again.
Ooh.
That's what I meant.
Well, that's not what you asked. You said, will we ever see him again?
Okay, I don't think we're ever going to see him in a match again.
Well, you don't got to, like, rush through this to him.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I can dig that, then.
I'm trying to get this done before before we need Noah's Ark in this bitch.
Okay.
No, it's not that bad.
I know. That's why I'm trying to figure out why you're freaking the fuck out.
Because we've got, like, 15 things to talk about still. So, anyway. Payback is on June 1st? What? Jesus Christ. All right, anyway. We're going to move on. God damn it. I'm going to change some things up.
WWE.com doesn't have a date for Payback yet.
Okay, we're going to change things up here. We bring it back America's favorite game show. It's not Let's Make a Deal. It's not The Price is Right. How about Sniper Jeopardy? It's Jizz Jams. Here's how this game works. We're going to play three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he will win himself a shit-free show next week. So, let's get started, shall we? You have one lifeline. Feel free to use it any time. If it is a non-WWE/F theme, we will let you know ahead of time. Are you ready?
Oh, God.
I said, are you? Oh, wait. Sorry. All right. And here is theme
okay, Hunter.
Number one. Feel free to play along in the chat. He can't see it.
Can I say it yet?
Hey, let me ask you a question, Adrian.
What?
Which one are we accepting?
Both.
Okay, hold on. All right, and your time starts now.
Technically, everybody in the chat's right, because it was used twice.
Is it Hillbilly Jim?
That is one of the acceptable answers, yes. I'm sorry, I thought we were in a hurry here, Jason.
Congratulations, you have guessed one.
Yeah, it's all probably right. Going to be my only one I'll get.
Yeah.
Because from what I was hearing earlier, good God.
All right.
Now, Kevin, it's only if it's non-WWE, we'll tell them it's a non-WWE theme.
Yes. All right. Here we go. Number two.
God.
I'll be really surprised if anybody gets this.
Yeah. They might get it.
The chat might.
No guesses from the chat yet.
Sounds a little familiar.
All right, and your time starts now.
I will say right now, nobody in the chat's got it right.
No.
Really? Oh, shit. I'm fucked on this one. Oh, God. Can I at least...
Montana Man was closest, though.
No, he wasn't.
Well, as far as the era.
Oh, yeah. What?
I was going to say, can I find out what era it's from?
Mid-90s.
Yes.
Shit, mid-90s.
We need a guess.
God. Because that'd be right about the Attitude Era time.
Close
to it. Yeah, I can't think of it.
The correct answer is Jacob and Eli Blue.
The Blue Brothers.
Wow.
Managed by...
Uncle Zebediah.
Zebediah,
sorry.
Yes. All right, so you are 1-2.
Yeah.
This last one...
Is
it, you know, it's not very often we stump the whole chat room either.
No, it's not.
Yes. All right. So, here you go.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
All right.
I don't think this one's taking too long, but I'll see.
Meg's going in the towel.
Kevin Kutter didn't.
Are we going to beat the chat room tonight?
We might beat the chat. That's a first ever.
Let's get them over. Okay, and your time starts now. We beat Richard. We never beat Richard.
I can't believe we just beat Richard. That's amazing.
I know.
What, even Richard's not getting it?
No.
Richard doesn't know what it is either.
Well, then I have no freaking chance in hell.
Oh, you're going to be pissed when you find out what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Jones, you are incorrect as well.
Heath, do you want to throw in the towel?
Yeah, I'm throwing it because,
can't,
God.
He guessed
no,
it.
I can't.
No,
he can't.
The answer we were looking for, the Radicals.
Yes.
Wow.
Do you remember who the Radicals were?
Benoit,
Malenko, Perry Saturn.
God.
Eddie, yeah, when they defected from WCW.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's why it sounded familiar. Good
we
God.
We stumped the chat.
Yes. We've never done that.
Wow.
Fuck you guys. Okay, we're going to move up. Let's see here. Hold on.
Don't feel bad, Mark Jones. Apparently, everybody else did, too.
Yes. All right. Let's tally up the votes here.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get... nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Willy Wonka.
All right.
So, Jeez. Oh, God. I don't know what we were going to do next here. We got a whole bunch of shit we got to do.
We're going to do UW.
All right. Let's, God. All right. Let's move on to this. I guess it's time to talk to Big White Elephant in the Room. So, ladies and gentlemen,
is it still too soon to make jokes?
Probably.
Okay, I'm asking for clarification here.
But I'm not going to stop you. We get away with more stuff on the show, but I'm not going to stop you. Go for it, Adrian.
No, I'm not going to make a joke.
No, go ahead.
No, I want it to come naturally. I'm not going to make it forced.
Oh, I thought you had one. Like,
no, not ready to go. No.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm deciding that it's about, when did I text you? About 11 o'clock Tuesday night?
I think so, about that.
I decided, let me check out Facebook on going out and having a cigarette. And I'm like, I see something, I don't remember who it came from, but it was like not a real news site. And someone's like, oh, yeah, the WWE's just confirmed the passing of the Ultimate Warrior. I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, someone took over his goddamn Twitter or some shit like that. And then I dug a little bit deeper, and Ultimate Warrior died of a heart attack
at this point in time.
Tuesday, early evening.
In the news, it should shock nobody ever. I'm sorry, man, but if you didn't see the heart attack coming with this guy, I...
But, like, dude, he was on TV 3 nights in a row and looked...
You looked bad.
He was... I don't know, man. He looked off.
We also hadn't seen him on WWE programming in forever.
You are correct. We haven't seen them on TV in forever, but I don't know, man. There was just something about Monday Night. I'm like, man, I wonder if there's something wrong. I actually said to my girlfriend, I'm like, I don't know. Something just doesn't look right.
So I'm going to see if I can find it on Facebook or or somewhere. Yeah, I just it for us to see him on TV 3 nights in a row like that, and then all of a sudden you hear that news, but it was kind of creepy. All right, I can't find it. Hold on.
Hey, I gotta give congrats to Kevin Curtin for getting 4 free tacos from Taco Bell.
What?
Yeah, he just said he hates to interrupt, but something awesome just happened. Taco Bell gave him 4 tacos.
God damn you, Kevin Curtin! I want Taco Bell now.
Damn it.
I'm probably going to stop and get me something on the way home. Probably Taco Bell.
Because after all, they are open late.
And if you thought I wasn't going to destroy my bathroom in the morning, well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Oh,
I'm taking
God.
A Heath.
Let me tell you, man. You want a bad idea? Yeah, eat either Taco Bell or White Castle right before you go to bed.
Oof, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do White Castles very often. I have to make sure that I am not going anywhere for, like, the next 24 hours.
How the hell do we get off topic that bad?
I blame whatever. It doesn't matter.
I blame the Taco Bell.
Son of a bitch. I can't find the goddamn quote from his promo Monday night.
I know he did say, and I know this is going to be pretty close. Is it one day every man's heart beats its last beat, and he takes his last breath?
Every long and warrior will live in each one of you, or some something like that.
The ultimate warrior will live on forever in the spirit of all.
Okay, and I do have to ask this so we can bring it in. What exactly did fucking Nancy Grace say?
Hold on, we're not there.
We're gonna get to that. That's actually a whole another thing.
Okay. That's a whole other segment we got planned out.
Okay,
so anyway, so the ultimate warrior. Go to Facebook. I think Dan posted and. Are you on the group page? No, go.
I'm on the group page right now.
Go to the the TWR, the other page, the actual page.
The host page?
No, the actual Talk Wrestling Radio page.
Oh. All right, I'm there. Hang on.
I think Dan posted something there.
We'll see here.
Yeah, right there. Go up, up. There you go. Recent post by others, right there. All right, here's what... Click on that. All right. Every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe their final breath. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others and makes them bleed deeper in something larger than life, then his essence, his spirit, will be immortalized. So, went back, rewatched that. Do you think they fucking knew it? Do you think he knew something was up and
I think maybe
his days were... Him and Vince might have thought his days were numbered there?
I don't necessarily think that he knew that something was wrong, but I want to say that maybe he knew that like something could potentially happen. Because I remember saying, I think he did an interview some time ago, that he thought he was going to pass in his mid-50s because his father and his grandfather did. That's just the way that his...
Yeah.
And I remember seeing something about that, that's when he thought that he was going to go, and he was getting to that age where, you know, he was worried something might be happening soon.
So we just get done with the high of WrestleMania, the high of Monday Night Raw, and now we get hit by this news.
Yeah.
You were saying?
I was going to say, it would kind of make sense that he knew something was up because, I mean, basically he went out there and he said, you know, I'm just going to have somebody, you know, it's kind of like saying, hey, I'm having my persona take over on this for one last time. And... For the fact that he said, hey, you know, the Ultimate Warrior is going to run forever. That's like him saying, yeah, this is my final time. Remember me, and I will live forever.
Yeah, it's, I had to reread everything like 3 or 4 times Tuesday night just to make sure that what I was reading was real. I still can't. I'm still having issues wrapping my head around it. Just because, like we were saying, he was on the Hall of Fame ceremony on Saturday. He was on WrestleMania Sunday. He was on Raw Monday. And then this happens. Now, kudos to Vince McMahon and the WWE. Because they immediately sent officials out to the home of Warrior to help his wife grieve with the loss of Warrior. And so she can concentrate on taking care of their two daughters. They sent officials out there to help her do everyday stuff, like grocery shopping, informing other family members, things like that. So as much as we shit on Vince McMahon and all that, that, I think, went above and beyond what anyone expected to happen.
Yes, definitely.
That's, yeah.
So.
I mean, I also like one thing the WWE did, though, is whenever that happened, they immediately pulled all the Ultimate Warrior stuff, though, that they had online, because they wanted to make sure that they didn't do another Chris Benoit situation.
Oh, did they start putting it back up again?
They've already put it back up, and now.
Oh,
now
but they just.
But whenever that happened, like Tuesday night, they pulled the Hall of Fame, they pulled WrestleMania 30, and they pulled like the interviews with the Warrior from Raw, the segments from their website. They pulled all those videos offline until they knew what actually went down.
Oh yeah, makes sense because.
They don't want another Chris Benoit situation.
No. I can't blame them. So, this all happens Tuesday night. Wednesday night. Oh, you know what? I'm going to digress for just a second.
Okay.
We reported...
Even the Iron Sheik...
I know.
...apologized to Ultimate Warrior.
We reported late during the show Sunday that Undertaker went to the hospital. That was true. Suffered a concussion and a neck injury.
Well, Paul Heyman told us he shot from the hip on him.
Yeah, that's right. And that was legitimate. And... you know, kudos to Vince McMahon again, because when Undertaker went to the hospital, Vince McMahon left WrestleMania, left it in the hands of Triple H and Stephanie to go with the Undertaker to the hospital.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
They were. I was watching somewhere that they said Vince McMahon, the man, is a good guy. Complete opposite of the character.
Oh, yeah.
They said, don't get me wrong, he can be a lot like the character sometimes, but... Well, for the most part, he's a good guy.
Vince has two different modes, though, from what I've seen about him. Is he has the business side, which is very cutthroat and very, just where he's like, you know, this is the way things have got to be, and this is what I'm going to do, and there's not anything you're going to convince me otherwise, because this is how I do business. But then the family side of Vince and the caring part of Vince, like, outside of actually being in the ring and, like, associated with the product... Yeah, he's a real caring guy. I mean, he's a...
Scroll up since we've been on other pages for the last couple of minutes.
Right, because we were trying to...
Be interactive here. All right, let's see. Vince was... Vince was pretty shaken up by it. Triple H was the one that informed all the talent. He collapsed outside a hotel going to his car. We're not going to speculate on anything else at this point, just because I'm not... apparently Cena cut a promo on SmackDown about Warrior and... they edited it.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I mean, you're saying it was a massive medical something or other. That's what they said.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds like it was a heart attack, but we don't know. We don't know.
They haven't announced the actual autopsy still.
We don't know what it was that caused it, you know. Anyway, scroll down. Let's get caught up with the chat here. Yeah. From what I read, it was promo was kind of making fun of Warrior, so I can't, you know. Anyway, so all this happens on Tuesday. Wednesday night, esteemed journalist, and I use that term very, 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 very loosely, Nancy Grace decides, you know what? I'm going to talk about pro wrestling on my show.
Oh, boy.
So... she brings on Diamond Dallas Page.
This lady actually made Fox News look fair and balanced.
Now.
That's how.
Good God.
Here's the thing with. Why'd you go off of that? We were going to use part of that.
Oh. You don't tell me these things. So
you pull it up, I'm going to use it. Anyway. So she pulls up a. She's got DDP on her. She pulls DDP on there under false pretense. Because I heard DDP was on the Nancy Grace show. I'm like, what the fuck was he doing on there? They convinced him to be on there to talk about the Ultimate Warrior. So he's like, oh, we're going to talk about Warrior the Man, right? Yeah, no. They were talking about steroids and how it's attributed to so many people's death and blah, blah, blah. Hey, Adrian.
Yeah.
Do you know, according to Nancy Grace, Owen Hart died of a steroid use?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did you know...
Wait, steroids can make you fall to your death?
Yeah. Do you know Joey Morella? He used to, he was Gorilla Monsoon's son. He used to be a referee.
Uh-huh.
I believe he died of a heart attack, of a car accident. He died from steroid use.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of the other people. Like, they pulled up a huge list of people.
There was a guy that died from stomach cancer on that list.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was,
yeah. DDP did not see this list because it was shown just to the home viewers anyway. And so, yeah. She bamboozles DDP into coming on there, and she's saying that the steroids...
You just said bamboozled.
I know I did. And...
oh, wow.
But...
Montana man.
Well, I call him my... Never mind.
I know.
Wow. Did you drop... You dropped the cock jungling thunder cunt.
Yes.
I dropped that a lot anyway.
Yeah.
I got them, you guys.
Wow.
But seriously, false pretenses.
Yeah, and so DDP then comes on there, and is, he defends himself. He's like, look, I didn't know what she had planned. This is what she told me she was going to talk about, and totally wasn't what was talked about. So, and then go back to the Shiki. What did Shiki say?
Let me take this pulled up here.
Yeah, let's see. Because apparently,
and then she like, took to Twitter. I can't remember what all, but the dumb bitch contradicted herself in her own fucking segment there talking about this. I don't remember.
She, actually, it's a video thing.
Let's see.
Oh.
The Iron Sheik took to Twitter. This is what he said, and I'm not going to edit anything. Nancy Grace, you dumb, fat, dumb bitch. I beat the fuck out of you. Talk bad about my wrestling brother. Go fuck yourself. You dead dog whore.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm actually trying to find my favorite response, which is from Cody Rhodes. I'm trying to find that one here.
Go to Lords of Pain. I know it was on there. So, yeah. She basically was implying that all these guys that died of a young age in wrestling all had to deal with a with steroids.
With storage use.
And I'm trying... God damn it. I wish I could find out, but I don't know if I can. How she contradicted herself.
Yeah. God, what a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's times, you know, I mean, she's very outspoken about certain topics. But for something like this, yeah, you that's definitely a humongous line to cross. Because, I mean, how many millions of fans are there within the WWE universe?
Yeah.
Yeah. If she wanted to lose viewers, oh, she did it. Big time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was right at the top, Adrian. What are you doing?
It wasn't all of it, though. There was more.
There's like three tweets there.
Yeah, but that wasn't the one I'm looking for.
Which one are you looking for?
Not one of these.
Oh, wow.
Oh, someone's got a little...
Well, stop fucking asking me questions if I told you this isn't what I'm looking for.
So apparently Cody did a lot of tweets about Nancy then.
So you can actually go on change.org and you can sign a petition trying to get Nancy Grace removed.
Like those things ever fucking work.
Well, still, you can try.
Well, if you could post it on the WWE website somehow, why not?
The one where are you talking about the one where he calls her the ignorant sweat hog?
No.
No?
Oh, must be something different. Interesting.
Okay. Well.
But anyway, while we're waiting for that.
Sorry, I'm checking Twitter here to see if I can figure this out myself. I don't know if it's still up. I doubt it's still up.
Hmm.
If she was remotely confident in her accusation, she'd interviewed an active talent. Yeah, she didn't do that. Yeah, it's not on there. Not on his Twitter anymore. I don't think it was him, man. He only tweeted the three things. Cody Rhodes only sent out three tweets that night.
Huh. Yeah. Let's see. Wrestler writes letter to Nancy Grace. Yeah, wrestling fans rally to hashtag cancel Nancy Grace.
Yep.
That'd be nice. Fucking
get rid of Foley?
Her.
I don't think so. It was like a pretty long letter. It was...
I don't know, but hashtag, cancel Nancy Grace. There you go. There you go. Yeah, hey, Nancy Grace, you had Mark Curtis's name on your death list of wrestlers. He died of cancer, so on behalf of his friends, fuck you.
That was from Jim Cornette. Hey. And let's see. Yeah, showing just three. Oh, wow.
This is by someone named...
Oh, this is Mike Johnson.
This is what I was looking for. Okay. After watching your segment last night, all I learned was Warrior's found dead. There are allegations of illegal steroid use in his passing. Warrior was a top WWE superstar at the time of his passing. Warrior collapsed at his hotel while walking to his car with his wife. Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you just say he was found dead? Lots of wrestlers have died died young with implications of drug use, including wrestlers like Mark Curtis, stomach cancer, Owen Hart, fall to his death, Brady Boone, car accident, Joey Morella, car accident, Chris Candido, blood clot following leg surgery, and DJ Peterson, motorcycle wreck. That you have no idea the term catastrophic medical event could mean. That you don't recognize DDP when he's not half naked. That not everyone used steroids back in the day because you never used them. And the Warrior was referred to as Ultimate, well, at least by you. Thank you so much for the fine, upstanding research your team did on your show. Not since the days where your show told me that Chris Benoit may have committed murder because he's upset that he was demoted from the Four Horsemen to ECW, that wrestling fans looked up to the grunge. Have we seen such a hard-hitting, insightful mainstream media work on professional wrestling and those who populate that unique genre? This incredible attention to detail and journalistic ethics brings me nothing but confidence that every other story you present will be conveyed to your viewers with the same incredible reporting. Your credibility speaks for itself. Sincerely, Mike Johnson.
Wow.
Nancy Grace, fuck you.
Yes.
All right, so I think we covered the Nancy Grace thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's, Ultimate Warrior. Rest in peace, buddy.
Yes.
Let's check what the chat had to say here.
Richard said he called their show and got through to our producer, but wasn't allowed on because he called them out on their lies.
Nice. All right.
Let's see here. He told me we don't post lies. We only report the truth and make up truth.
Yeah. Yeah. The petition has almost 18,000 signatures. Needs 100,000 to go to the White House. Nancy Grace, you said Owen Hart died of drugs and steroids. Lie detector. Yes, Nancy Grace, you said that Owen Hart died of drugs and steroids. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Yeah, no shit.
Good job. All right.
Hey, what's that second link from Kevin?
There you go. Click on that. Oh, the Irreplaceables, the Pillman, Bulldog, Warrior, Sherry, Perfect, Rude, Savage, Eddie, Bossman, Jay.
Wow.
Oh, Junkyard Dog. That said JTG. I'm like, what? Owen and Hawk. Yes. The Irreplaceable Spawn, but never forgotten. After he told me that, I ripped into him big time, telling him he needs to let people on to tell her what really happened. Yes. All right, so we're going to move on. We got to do something here. We got to...
We got two big things we still got to do here.
Yeah.
What's the other big thing?
We got to book WrestleMania, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, you do realize we're already past the hour that it would have been.
Oh, yeah.
By like 12 minutes already.
But Cheese and Hip didn't do it this week, so we could still beat him to the punch if we do it tonight.
Okay. Let's see. Kevin Curtin just said it's just JT's G career that is dead, not him.
Can't argue with that.
All right. So let's draft our teams.
Oh, boy.
God. Where do you want to draft? You get to pick first.
I get to pick first?
Yeah, you came in dead last again. Six guys, one of them has to be a solid NXT NXT player. Five main roster, one NXT.
All right.
To be fair, our NXT pick has to be our last pick. Has to be our sixth and final pick.
Okay.
Ah, fuck. Well, damn it, there goes my first pick.
Who the fuck?
Because I was going to pick an NXT guy first. Anyway.
You know what? Are you wanting to pick first, or are you wanting to pick last? What do you want to pick?
And we will solicit help from you guys too.
I'll go first.
Make your pick.
All right, Jason. Paper, rock, scissors, who goes next?
I'll take the first back-to-back pick. I don't care.
Well, I don't care either. That's
okay, then you're going second. I'm going third.
No, we're gonna.
Nope.
No,
we're going.
Technically, I would get to pick here, and I'm giving you the option.
No, you wouldn't.
Because
I don't
really
understand why you let him pick.
Because
he goes.
He came in dead last.
No, he came in dead last. He gets to pick first. Person that came in second gets to pick second. Person that came in first gets to pick third. And we do the snake draft.
Okay, fine. I'll take second. I don't care.
Okay,
I can beat you from anywhere.
So going counterclockwise.
Really? Because you haven't beat me the last two, almost three seasons actually.
Rigged. Rigged.
Heath, make your first pick.
Daniel Bryan.
Are you shocked at that pick?
All right.
It's my first pick last time.
And by the way, Richard, I was the one that lost. So how would Adrian be first?
Yeah.
All right, so he took Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go with Cesaro.
Okay.
All right. So out of the guys we had last time, Daniel Bryan got me 95 points. Like, half of my points came from Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Cesaro, the number two pick, got Heath 6 points.
Right, but I get the feeling that Cesaro is going to be turning the hump here now, going with Paul.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, now that he's a Heyman guy. Good God.
I mean, Curtis Axel racked up you a bunch of points whenever he became a Heyman guy, so I'm thinking Cesaro's got to at least be better than that.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah, he's going to be better.
Let's see here. Who is next? Bray Wyatt's out there. I don't really want to pick the Usos. All right, I'm going to have to go. Oh, God, you ever not feel comfortable about your pick?
Nope.
All right, I'm going to pick Bray Wyatt as my first pick.
Okay.
Okay.
And then for my next pick in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Glad I dropped Orton. You know what? I don't think a season has gone by where I haven't picked this man.
I know who you're picking.
Who am I picking, Adrian?
Sheamus.
Yep.
Okay.
He's a workhorse.
I was actually going to make him my next pick if you didn't take him right now. He was my second pick.
I've always had Sheamus do all of these. All
right. Adrian?
No, stink. Sad.
Hey, no, stink.
Heath, we have Sad Sting fan in the chat room.
What?
Sad Sting fan.
Ball cup?
That might cheer him up because he was waiting for...
All right, my next pick is going to be Roman Reigns.
God damn it. Shit. All right, well, at least I got a back-to-back here.
You do.
All right, I'm actually going to go with...
Sad Sting fan. It's probably Kevin Curtinan. That would be my guess.
I'm going to go with Seth Rollins.
Okay.
God damn it.
And then for my next pick, I'm actually going to pull out a surprise one here. I'm going to go with Bad News Barrett.
Fuck! God damn it! I was going to take him just so I could go, Jason, if you thought you were going to get Wade Barrett in your next set of picks, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. I fucking hate you, Heath. You ruined my childhood.
I'm sorry.
All right,
but you know what?
Nice pick.
It's still, there's still somebody else out there that you could get. Because you just picked one of them, and I picked another. Still a third one.
Big E Langston.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's look here.
Halbert.
Let's see.
Jason, the only one that gets to look at what the scores were from last
if
time.
You guys want to ask, I mean, I'll tell you what the scores were. You guys didn't ask. I could have sent you the spreadsheets. You never ask. Let's see here. Still don't like those picks. Still don't like that. Definitely don't like that. Let's see. Who do we got next here? All right. He was Cesaro. Let's see. So Big E was picked up. He had a lot of points. Nikki Bella, not so much.
Mm-mm.
Seth Rollins had a lot of points. God, I'm going to feel dirty for possibly doing this.
Okay.
Okay.
Chat room is saying Bo Dallas.
hells no. I'm going to go Cena.
John Cena? Did I?
Wow.
Did Jason Halbert just pick John Cena?
Yes, he did.
Get him his Cena shirt now. The champ is here.
Well, I've been the champ the last three seasons. I might as well, you know, you are right.
So you're acknowledging that John Cena is the champ then?
No, I'm the champ. I believe Sting will show up. God damn it, Kevin Curtin.
God.
All right, and for my next pick, let's see. God damn it. I don't like any of these people left, really.
Okay.
So I got to think here.
Take your time, apparently, because we're on no time limit here.
Well, I'm trying to get this done.
But apparently you're not, because you're taking your sweet-ass time.
You know what? Fuck you. That's what I have to say.
Okay.
I don't want to... Yeah, all right. I'll take Dean Ambrose.
Okay. I was going to say, he's still out there. Good God.
All right, I've gotten two people so far, or three?
Adrian, you have three.
All right.
So this makes your fourth.
I'll take Jey Uso.
All right. Heath.
God, let me see. Shoot, who do we have still left out there?
Let's see. Big Show, Mark Henry. Hey, you picked the Uso that scored more points, too.
Okay.
Ziggler's still out there.
Yeah.
Crybacks are still out there.
No, thank you.
Alberto Del Rio?
Del Rio's still out there.
Rey Mysterio?
Yeah.
R-Truth?
Yeah.
Santino?
Yeah.
The Great Khali?
Yeah.
Three-Man Band?
Yeah.
Luke Harper and Rowan Reigns?
Rob Van Dam?
Actually, Harper and Rowan, maybe, eh?
Oh. Forgot about that.
Kofi?
You know what? I'm going to pick up Luke Harper.
Paige would be an excellent pick here, man.
Oh, trust me. I've thought about that one, too.
Because that gives you the NXT Women's Champion and want? The WWE Divas Champion.
Yes. Heath, who do you want?
Luke Harper.
Harper.
Yep. And yeah, I am going to pick up Paige.
Because
I was
it.
Thinking about her already.
I will take the other Uso.
Wow.
What? If he wasn't going to take the other one, I was going to do it. And if he didn't take her, I was going to take Paige. If he hadn't picked either one of them, I would have been like, ha. But
all right. Now I'm going to make my final main roster pick and then my NXT pick.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I gotta this is going to be the bad thing for me because I'm not too familiar with all the guys on NXT.
Yeah, it's actually going to be a little difficult because of that stipulation we put in.
Yes.
Because I was thinking I could just pick up Adam Rose, but when he makes it to the main roster, then I'd have to drop someone and then...
Or drop him.
Yeah. You know what?
I know who I'm taking for my NXT guy, so I'm good.
Yeah, I'm pretty
I don't think either one of you are going to take him.
Well, it's either going to be Corey Graves.
Okay.
Adrian Neville.
Okay.
Or Tyler Breeze.
Okay.
Or Sami Zayn.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking here. Who is... Well, I don't...
I can tell you my pick is none of those four guys.
Really?
Yep.
I'm kind of shocked on that.
I am too, a little bit. All right, I need a good, solid main roster person. Someone help me out here, guys.
Jeez.
All right, so you need your last main roster pickup?
Yes.
All right. There's Randy Orton and Batista that haven't been picked.
Yeah. They didn't do really good for any of us, though. Randy Orton got me minus 5 points at the end, and I dropped him WrestleMania night.
Yeah, he would have gotten worse than that.
Yeah. He doesn't. Well, he's not the champ anymore, so he might fight more.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I will pick up Orton.
Okay.
I don't think I've always have Orton, too.
Okay. And then your NXT pick.
God. Help me out, NXT peeps.
I mean, I figured you were going to take the champ. That's why I'm...
I think I might. Yeah, I'm going to pick Adrian Neville.
All right, Jason. My pick is Mojo Rawley.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty confident that he's going to be in NXT for a while, but the way that they booked him on there, it's like I don't see him losing any time soon either.
So. All right. Heath, final pick, NXT person.
Final pick, it's going to be Sami Zayn.
All right. So we are counting NXT. And then main event.
Okay, so we've added those two shows.
We've added those two shows, so it's going to be harder for me to do this. NXT. Oh, God, I forgot about him. Spiky Bumblebee.
Oh, wow, yeah.
God damn it. All right, what else we got to do? What else? Oh, we got to book WrestleMania.
We got to book WrestleMania, man.
All right, God damn it. This one's taking forever. Hold on.
You know what? If you want to put off to next week, we can.
No, we got to beat them to the punch.
Okay.
Yeah, so. And by the way, we could not include Emma because of the fact she has been on both the main show as well as NXT. We were basically...
Well, you could have put her on your main roster, which you couldn't put her on NXT. You're an NXT pick.
Yeah. Just pointing it out to Richard there. Because, again, that stipulation for the NXT was they had to be strictly on NXT for that time.
Okay.
All right.
So we got to book WrestleMania 31.
We do have to book WrestleMania 31.
All right. So I feel like we should just put this match on there because I've already heard that it's going to be a rumor to be the match on there.
All right. You need to hold on a second. I got to save our rosters.
Okay.
Okay. Go. All
right. So I think we can put on that they want to have The Rock versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 31. I know you're not going to be happy about it, but... That's what they want to have.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be happy at all about that one.
But I think this will replace The Undertaker on the card. I think we're going to not book The Undertaker for WrestleMania 31 right now.
Ooh, you think so?
I don't think he's... I think yeah. He's done. It's...
If he got a concussion from this type of match...
And apparently he got the concussion like 2 or 3 minutes into the match. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Really?
Like the first like major...
I really went back and rewatched it and I couldn't really tell.
I from what I understand, it was like whenever Brock did that belly to belly. So it was pretty early in the match.
Yeah, I think this we're definitely streak has been broken. It's his time to move on now.
All right.
So yeah, we will probably not see Booker this next WrestleMania.
Do we think Daniel Bryan will be champion or fighting for the title at next year's WrestleMania?
Oh. Man.
I say yes.
I tend to think yes. I think he may not be champion, but I think he will be fighting for the title.
Oh, God.
Wow.
All right, so what are we booking here?
All right, well, I'm just asking a couple questions before we get into like actually putting people in matches here.
Okay.
Do you think that he'll be fighting for the title next year, Jason?
I can't see why not.
Okay. All right. Next question. Do we think the Shield is still going to be a faction next year at WrestleMania?
No.
Okay. Do we think the Wyatt family is going to be a faction next year at WrestleMania?
Fuck.
I would say yes. Because, I mean, they're...
For Harper and Rowan to be around still, yes. Because I think they're... If Bray Wyatt breaks away from them one way or another, they're done.
Okay.
They don't work.
By themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay.
All right, those are my questions I wanted to ask before we get into this.
Can I book a match?
Sure.
Can I book a dream match?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know if this one's going to work.
All right. We'll okay. see.
Your WWE World Heavyweight title match?
Okay.
Yeah.
Will be a rematch of SummerSlam? We're going to have Daniel Bryan against Cesaro at WrestleMania?
I want to see it.
With CM Punk?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, with CM Punk?
That ain't going to happen. They're not going to have two triple threat matches one right after another.
No, they're like not. That.
Okay. Jason?
Unless you can give me a better idea of what to put either one of them in.
Daniel Bryan versus a corporate John Cena for the title.
Oh. No. He's not going to be corporate.
You can't. Well, yeah, because, I mean, unfortunately.
Hashtag best for business.
No. Because you got to look at all of the stuff that he does for the Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But hang on. But if he's corporate John Cena, he's towing the company line. He's still making those appearances. He can still do that and be what he is, but he has gone over to the dark side with Triple H. It could work.
God, oh.
Oh, man. I could see that one happening. Okay, what if Bo Dallas joined the Authority? Does that cover, is corporate suck-up role? I could actually see
See that happening.
That, yeah, that could happen. I would say the only way I could see Cena being corporate.
And I'm changing my pick.
Okay.
All right. I'm predicting that it's John Cena as champion defending against Roman Reigns for the title.
Super Cena versus Superman Punch.
I think that that could I think that that could be a world title match next year at WrestleMania. I don't know why. I just got a feeling.
All right. So what am I putting down?
Are we going to book Cena versus Roman Reigns? Sure. For the title?
No, not for the title. I thought we had Cesaro and Bryan for the title.
Well, we were told you asked what match would we put with them in better than that, and so I'm trying to come up with other ideas. And I think we could see it Cesaro versus Bryan, but I don't think necessarily it'll be for the title.
And I don't see Triple H versus Roman Reigns, at least not at WrestleMania.
I think that match is going to happen at SummerSlam.
Yeah, right. It's going to be earlier than that if that doesn't.
All right. So we got three matches so far: Brock and Rock, Bryan Cesaro title, Cena versus Roman Reigns.
Wait a minute, Brock versus Rock?
That was like the first one that we booked.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, I didn't hear it.
That's our biggest star match.
Okay,
that is my I don't give a fuck about this match. Match.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do we got right now, Jason? Again? Sorry.
Heath has a vagina.
Okay.
We've got Brock and Rock, Cesaro against Daniel Bryan for the title, Cena against Roman Reigns.
Okay. So we're sticking with Cesaro versus Bryan for the title? Okay.
Yes. Paige against Emma. I'll take that.
Yeah.
For the Divas title? Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll take that one. I think that's a pretty good safe bet at this point. You know what? Hang on.
What? I want
to change it. Triple threat match. Paige versus Emma versus AJ.
You think AJ will still be around? I mean, she'll be like, what, 25? That's old.
I think she will because you're going to like the next match I'm about to book.
Okay.
And we beat you to the punch, Richard, on that.
Yeah. All right.
All right. CM Punk.
Ooh, he's coming back?
Versus Seth Rollins.
That would be one hell of a match.
All right, I'll take that. All right. We have to try to... you know what? We know that the Andre the Giant Battle Royal is supposed to be on there.
Yes.
We'll go ahead and add it on there right
now.
We're
not calling a winner.
No. You know what?
No.
I am going to call a winner.
Oh? Who are you going to call as the winner?
I'm predicting Dean Ambrose wins the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay.
Jason, you're going to like this one here.
Okay.
Bray Wyatt versus Sting.
I will take that one. I like that one.
There you are, sad Sting fan. We book Sting on WrestleMania next year.
There you go. All right. We need a tag team title match. Who's going to be tag champs next year?
I think...
God, it's hard to tell.
I don't think the Usos will be on their current title reign, but I think they could be in the championship picture still next year.
Hear me out here.
Okay.
All right.
What if they took Adam Rose and teamed him up with Tyler Breeze?
I got a better plan, Jason.
Okay, what?
What if they took Adam Rose and he teams up with Dolph Ziggler?
Oh! I'll take that.
And it's versus?
The Ascension will make their way up to the main roster from NXT.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll be up there versus the Usos. It'll be like a triple threat match thing.
All right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right. I want to book one more match.
All right, what's your next match?
I think... we're going to see...
Harper and Rowan versus Sami Zayn and Cesaro with Paul Heyman in their... oh, God.
All right.
Ooh, that can
hear me out on this here.
All right.
What if we booked? I can't think of a story that'll go with this yet. But let's put. I want to take CM Punk out of the match with Rollins. Is that okay? Can I do that?
Sure.
All right. I think Seth Rollins will defeat Randy Orton in a WrestleMania match.
Yeah, we have Orton on the mat. Anymore.
Or actually, yeah, we'll go with that still.
Okay. All right.
And then Batista will fight Sheamus, because why not?
All right, that'll give us 10 matches.
All right, I think that's more than what that'll actually be, but, I mean...
We'll oh, yeah, because, I mean, how many matches were there this year?
Eight or nine.
Yeah, so let's see. I got to date this one here.
All right, so what are we... our card again?
Brock Lesnar against The Rock. Daniel Bryan against Cesaro for the title. Cena against Roman Reigns. Paige versus AJ versus Emma for the Divas title. Orton's against Seth Rollins. The Andre Battle Royale, you say Dean Ambrose wins. Bray Wyatt against Sting. Adam Rose and Dolph Ziggler versus the Usos versus Ascension for the tag titles. I've penciled in Harper and Rowan against Cesaro and Zayn with Paul Heyman.
Okay.
Maybe is that tag team title match. And then Batista against Sheamus. That would be a good one, too. Seth Rollins against Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
You know, what if you did Harper and Rowan with Zeb Coulter as their manager against Cesaro and Zayn?
Zeb's going to be gone by next year.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
He's going to be gone.
They wouldn't give it. Zeb is awesome.
He's not going to be...
Well, I mean, look at it. Okay. Look at this. I mean, he's down to one now. I mean,
Zeb's
he did have
gone.
Two.
They might tap into his Dirty Dutch persona, but Zeb's going to be done.
Possibly.
So... All right, I think we're gonna call it a night on the WrestleMania card.
Okay,
all
so
right.
Hold on, let me book write this one down.
We have Cesaro double booked on this, so you know that, right?
And we booked this before shooting from the hip.
Well, that one's possibly penciled in. So we have like nine matches with that tenth one.
Yes,
I'm not saying Cesaro's gonna be in that tech match. I want to put it on here that way. If somehow we're right, we can be like, we called it a year ago.
Okay.
All right. Well,
is there anything else?
Honestly, we should just wrap this up, man. We've been doing this for close to 2 hours now.
Yeah. All right.
I would love to do some KFAB news real quick, but.
No. I'm good. All right.
But hey, I do want to report that KFAB News has an excellent story about how Scooby Doo solved the mystery of Katie Vick.
And according to them, CM Punk signed a contract with TNA and then walked away from that one, too.
Oh, nice.
So. All right, guys. Adrian, what do we got coming up on the network?
Shows.
All right. Do we have anything tomorrow night?
No.
No, we're all going to be watching Monday Night Raw.
Actually, no,
all
that's right. Not true.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow, Monday, there's Talk TNA, where they talk about TNA. I'm sure you can hear about all the stuff that we didn't talk about, like Eric Young winning the world title in TNA.
Yes.
Yes.
And how it's not a copy of Daniel Bryan winning.
No, not at all. Tuesday night.
It just looks really similar. Oh, CM Punk just walked out of his wedding with
God
AJ.
Damn it, you can't get to...
Oh, that's a headset.
Now we can record it, because we got Punk Watch 2014.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, CM Punk has just walked out of Kroger, the grocery store. And apparently he is set to marry AJ, but will walk out of the wedding as well.
Okay.
Anyway, back to what we're doing. Tuesday nights, FTW.
FTW podcast. You can join Brian Garvin, Harrison, Joe, Rob Lee, Sleepy, Dopey, Doc, Wheezy,
Grumpy.
Actually, it's not like that, but they actually have a fantastic group of guys that does the podcast over there. It's a good show and a good listen.
Yes.
If you like all things wrestling, they'll talk about pretty much everything.
Yes. Wednesday night, good friends, Shitting from the Hip.
That's what Dan was doing at WrestleMania last week.
Oh, God. You're right, that was. Anyway, join Dan, Sean, Michael Classic as they talk wrestling kind of like we do. Our shows aren't similar at all, and they talk more. They're Anyway.
You'll get more ROH and TNA with them.
Yes. Wednesday night, 7, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. We come back to us on Sunday.
I may be doing a guest spot on there soon. I don't know.
I know.
Okay.
And then we've got featured podcast, The Wrestling Niche.
Yes.
Or if they're going live. I don't know if they're staying live or if they're...
I don't know what their plan is. We'll just say that you can join AA, the Angry Australian, Jake Mullins, and KKK Kyle as they talk about... I don't know what the fuck they talk about.
Stuff.
It's like wrestling on ADD.
Yes. They're worse than I am. And then, yeah. And then if you have any problems, go check... Well, actually, check out the TWR website. Lots of stuff on there. Favorite article on there of all time.
Classics Angels.
Yes. And then Paul Jordan does all of our website stuff. He's the hardest working man around.
Yes,
and
he is.
If you have a problem with something we said, who did I talk to, Adrian?
Oh, send an email to the Rodfather.
Yes. Or you can send us an email if you have a question or anything to thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. Please do that. Review the show. And
follow us on Twitter. Take care. Spike your hair. Woo-woo-woo. You know it. Let's get out of here.
We don't have a Twitter.
Oh, whatever.
We don't twat.
We don't twat.
I was watching Long Island IC episode. Sorry.
Why would you do that?
Because they're entertaining, man. Zack Ryder can't get over the fence, man. He just can't get over.
And you want to know how I know that Sad Stink Fan is Kevin Curtinden?
Because Shrek is love?
Yes. Good job, Kevin Curtinden. All right. With that being said, I don't have anything else.
We've gone through the...
So once again, I am your host, the Illustrious Jason Howard, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
Hasta la vista, peaches.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
So, watching some old 90s wrestling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got us in a Doc Hendricks mood.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
But little known wrestling fact, Doc Hendricks did not have a theme music.
No, we did not.
So we found the old school Fabulous Freebirds music to take us home tonight.
And it's fantastic.
It is. Yes. So thanks, everyone, for coming out. Thanks for listening to the show, everyone. And we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Our Bond!
Toodles.
Way it is down here on Backstreet USA. Backstreet Atlanta.